This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another word. Another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones. Let's jump right back into this news. And by the way, we have Robert Parry coming up in the next segment, award-winning former Newsweek AP journalist. He, of course, broke a lot of the Iran-Contra information. He's got huge news based on inside sources about the Syria chemical weapons attack and what's unfolding in the region. Robert Parry coming up live in the next segment. First, back to what I was talking about before the break. RT reports Trump's immigrant crime hotline trolled with reports of sightings of space aliens. Online activists have used Alien Day, an annual event for the fans of the Alien movie franchise, to troll US President Donald Trump's new hotline aimed at assisting the victims of crime committed by illegal aliens. Callers to the free phone number of the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office, VOICE, were kept on hold, as lines were already tied up with hoaxers reporting sightings of space aliens and UFOs. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, working in line with an executive order issued by President Trump last January, opened the office Wednesday. So as soon as they opened it, it was flooded by fake calls blocking actual victims of crime from reporting real crimes. That would be bad enough, but they're out celebrating it on Twitter. They're proud of themselves. Actual victims of crime are prevented from reporting that crime because these people want to get one over on Donald Trump, because they're the resistance. Again, absolutely despicable. An ICE spokesman confirmed the delays, according to BuzzFeed News. There are certainly more constructive ways to make one's opinions heard than to prevent legitimate victims of crime from receiving the information and resources they seek, because the lines are tied up by hoax callers, the spokesman said. Will they sink to depths any lower than this? Absolutely disgusting behavior. Let's go to a video now. Andrea Mitchell on the same subject. I prefer to refer to people as undocumented immigrants. Andrea Mitchell, of course, the Hillary Clinton sycophant. Let's go to that clip now.
This is the Secretary of Homeland Security, John Kelly, talking about his new office. Let me play that.
They're opening an important office today as part of the ICE family. We call it the VOICE office, the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are giving people who are victimized by illegal aliens for the first time a voice of their own. But our mission is clear, and that is to acknowledge the exceptional damage caused by criminal illegal aliens and to support the victims of these preventable crimes.
Mr. Attorney General, first of all, with all due respect to the Secretary, I'd prefer to refer to people as undocumented immigrants, but thank in you. Any case, what would be the impact of this new office? What is the impact?
I have no idea.
Great response there from the guest. I have no idea. That shows that Andrea Mitchell really did her research into that interview. But again, she was triggered by the term illegal alien. She prefers to police the language in this politically correct time and only use the term undocumented immigrants, because that's what's important, not actually the problems that illegal aliens bring, the crime, the drugs, the sexual assaults, the murders. No, that's not what we should be concerned about. We should be concerned about people using the wrong words. Now you see another example of people flooding that hotline to report illegal immigrant crimes, reporting Bigfoot sightings, actually stopping actual victims of crime, in some cases serious crime, from being represented, and they're out on Twitter celebrating it and saying how proud of themselves they are. That is the modern left in a nutshell. We'll be back in the next segment with our guest, Robert Parry. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Be the height of stupidity. With stiff competition, mind you, but nonetheless, the height of stupidity to date.
Emboldened by the Mockingbird mainstream media's anti-Trump narrative, the Democrats are on a rampage of disinformation, clawing at the undeniable success of President Trump's first 100 days, regardless of the Democrats' best efforts to undermine it.
If the first 100 days is any indication, we're just headed to failure, because the working people of America,
right,
who thought Trump was going to help them, have seen promise after promise broken or unfulfilled.
What? Some people have asked me what grade would I give him. And we could take it subject by subject. Broken promises on jobs and infrastructure. F. We haven't seen a jobs bill. We haven't seen an infrastructure bill for all the talk. F. Broken promises on America's health care, F minus. So drain the swamp, F too, yeah.
Senator McConnell wanted me to negotiate the wall with President Trump. I said to him two things. First, it's not a negotiation. No wall.
Do you agree with Nancy Pelosi that the border wall is immoral, expensive, and unwise?
Absolutely not. You know, she talks about splitting the community up. All the communities that I know about, all of the cities along the border, already have high fences. Where the wall is necessary is in a lot of the outlying areas that still only have a four-wire barbed wire fence between Mexico and us.
Sure. And you, John, how much of a reduction have you seen since Donald Trump has been president of the United States?
Well, it's 90%, 95%.
The minute they cast that vote, they put doo-doo on their shoe, tattoo on their forehead, and they have to explain it to their children. And then, say they pass it, even worse, they really have to be accounted for, largely unpassable in the Senate, walk the plank for nothing. Thank you, Mr. President.
President Trump has successfully sat at the bargaining table with a slew of American companies to bring the jobs back to the United States. The stock market is at record highs. Trump decreased the national debt in his first month by $12 billion, over 0.1%. And ironically, even the weather appears to be cooperating. When not filled with seething vitriol, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi can't manage to string a sentence together.
And Hassan Shireh, for your well-deserved recognitions tonight. Today, the strong moral voice of Refugees International, we degrade our values and our security when we slam the door in the face of children fleeing atrocities. With the specter of famine looming and over northeast Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen, almost slashing the State Department budget and foreign aid budget by 30% would only deepen the crisis facing the children. Thank you for challenging us to honor our values as a nation. Thank you all for the honor to participate this evening. Thank you so much.
And DNC Chair Tom Perez is pushing the Democrats' message by relating to his apparent base of 15-year-olds.
He's a damn liar. That's what I say, pal. You're damn right he's a liar. Well, guess what happened? That turned out to be, let me be more polite because I just saw a young child in the audience. That turned out to be a lie. That turned out to be faulty stuff. And the budget is another example of broken promises. The budget is bankrupt. They call it a skinny budget. I call it a shitty budget.
Give it up, Pelosi and company. Donald Trump is your president. And the American people see right through the Democrats' deep state mouthpiece rhetoric. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That is John Bound with his special report. We're back now. We've changed studio because Alex is coming in to do a special report. But we're going to dive back into this news. Now, this relates to me personally, of course. I'm from London. We had the Westminster terrorist attack back a few weeks ago. But what's the Metropolitan Police in London more concerned about? Well, at least some of them are more concerned about mean tweets. Now, let's set the backdrop to this first. We have an RT report. This just happened yesterday. Another attempt at a terrorist attack in London. The headline is Whitehall terrorist suspect identified. A terrorist suspect who was arrested by armed police as he was carrying a bag of knives through Westminster, again the same spot where the guy mowed down dozens of people just a few weeks ago, has been named as Mohammed Khalid Omar Ali. There's his picture right there. The 27-year-old was detained as part of an intelligence-led operation and has been tracked by MI5 for possible ties to Islamic State after a concerned family member is believed to have contacted the police. Which, that's the one positive aspect of this story, is that a family member actually reported him to the cops after knowing he was about to go on this terrorist rampage. Didn't happen in Belgium after the massacre in France in Paris. One of the assailants, Abdeslam, escaped into the Islamic ghetto there in Molenbeek. He was hidden. He was protected by his friends and family after taking part in a massacre that killed over 200 people. They protected him for months on end, which is one of the major problems with radicalization. It's not just the terrorist carrying out the attack. It's the fact that he's protected in the aftermath. Thankfully, in this case, the guy was shot to the police before he could go on his rampage. He had a knife. He had a bag full of kitchen knives. The man, who is understood to have been born overseas and lived in southeast London, was detained outside the Treasury, just yards from where five people were killed in a terrorist attack by Khalid Massoud last month. So people are very wary about this. Thankfully, it was reported beforehand. Dramatic pictures show police pinning the suspect to the ground as three large knives and a discarded rucksack featuring the Union flag with the word London on it lie on the pavement next to him. Witnesses said he appeared calm as the officers moved in. Some commented on the picture, which you can see there. He almost seemed to be smirking. It is thought he was headed towards Downing Street after emerging from St. James's Park tube station, according to The Telegraph. So we have a guy with a bag full of kitchen knives trying to carry out an attack in central London just weeks after the other terrorist, Khalid Massoud, mowed down dozens of people in a vehicle on Westminster Bridge. We also had, the day after, or that night indeed, another incident in England. This is also out of RT. Police foil active terrorist plot after woman shot in London raid. British law enforcement claims to have thought of an active terrorist plot after a woman in her 20s was shot in an armed police raid on a house in the north of the UK's capital. So again, in London. The police arrested five people in the Thursday evening operation. Senior National Coordinator for Counterterrorism Policing, Neil Basu, said Friday, the woman shot during the raid was one of the subjects of an investigation into terrorism, according to the official. Among the other four people arrested are a 16-year-old boy, a 20-year-old woman who was apprehended at the scene of the raid, as well as a 20-year-old man who was nearby. So we have a guy with a bag full of knives carrying out a terrorist attack, or attempting to, in London. You have people trying to plot terrorist attacks. The Metropolitan Police did their job in this case, but in another case they didn't. They were actually asking people to report mean tweets, which Katie Hopkins put out over Twitter. Furious Londoners call for police to investigate Katie Hopkins over tweet about Whitehall terror arrest. She was making offensive jokes about terrorists, and the Metropolitan Police actually tried to canvass people for more information on that, while at the same time an actual terrorist was trying to carry out an attack in London. So they were more concerned about the mean tweets than the actual terrorist. I think we got our guest right now on the line. We can go to him. I'll flip back to that story later on in the show. But we have Robert Parry on the line. He is an award-winning journalist known for covering Iran-Contra for the Associated Press and Newsweek. The website is consortiumnews.com, and his book is America's Stolen Narrative. Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, this chemical weapons attack in Syria, of course, you wrote this major article on it, which we picked up. You know, you had the backstory to this. Assad was winning. Tillerson came out and said that Assad was part of Syria's future. You know, there was no seeming motive for Assad to be behind this attack. There hasn't, according to my knowledge so far, been an impartial investigation concluded into the actual source of this chemical weapons attack. What did your sources tell you was the most likely scenario behind the chemical weapons incident?
Well, initially, there was a good deal of confusion within the U.S. intelligence community, which is understandable since there are a lot of different players in the Syrian conflict. It's not just the Syrian government and the Russians. We know that, of course, the U.S. and its Western allies have been active in the air over Syria. We know that Turkey has been involved. Israel has been engaging in strikes inside Syria. So the idea that it was automatically something that was done by the Syrian government was always somewhat implausible. And then so the U.S. intelligence analysts were sort of trying to piece it together. However, things got moved awfully fast, and President Trump decided he would pick up what he was seeing on television, which was that the Syrian government must have done it. So there was kind of a rushed effort to give him something to back that up with. But what I was being told was that the intelligence community was not on board in the United States for the retaliatory strike on April 6th. They since have sort of pretended that they were, because otherwise you undercut the president. But this has not been investigated in any serious way. And so, and many of the arguments that you're seeing in the New York Times and elsewhere just don't make a lot of sense. You know, they've been arguing that, Assad did this because he was announcing his impunity. Well, if he was announcing his impunity, why didn't he just say he did it? You know.
All right, Robert Parry, we've got a break coming up. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back. Infowars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Award-winning investigative journalist known for his work with Iran-Contra, covering Iran-Contra. The website is consortiumnews.com. Robert, you just got cut off before the break there. We had the Tomahawk missile attack. We had the National Security Council coming out with a four-page document in the aftermath saying basically just trust us. There wasn't any real concrete evidence in that. Just get back to your comments there. You were telling us about and what your sources were telling you what happened possibly with the chemical weapons attack in Syria.
Well, the intelligence community was trying to do its job, as I understood it, and they were trying to figure this out because it was a mystery as to how this could have happened. One source said that they had picked up on the satellite surveillance what looked like a drone. They were having trouble tracking its exact path, but it appeared to have been coming from Jordan. They believed it might have been coming from an Israeli-Saudi special operations base that's been in support of the rebel efforts inside Syria. But the biggest problem is you have so many different countries with a hand in Syria, many of them engaging in airstrikes over Syria, that you can't – it's hard to simply say, it was an airstrike, ergo it was the Syrian government. And there was also – there are also reasons why some of these other countries might have wanted to derail what the Trump administration had just announced, which was that the U.S. would focus on defeating the Islamic State and al-Qaeda and not be as concerned about Assad, that the future of Assad would be left to the Syrian people. So that's what was announced at the end of March. Within a few days, we have this incident which derails that. And obviously, these various countries have put a lot of time, effort, money, blood, even into getting rid of Assad, and they did not want to see that enterprise ended. It's been going on since 2011, and even before that. So we have a lot of people with motive to try to disrupt this, and there should have been a more careful investigation, which there wasn't. There was a rush to judgment, as we've seen in the past, in connection with some of these events in the Middle East. There wasn't the kind of careful analysis that you would hope the CIA and others could do. They were under great pressure to pretty much get on board once President Trump made his announcement very quickly that he believed that it was Assad killing these beautiful babies, and then of course the attack, the retaliatory strike, happens just 2 days later on April 6th. So there wasn't really the time to do the assessment. And then, of course, you have the problem with our mainstream media in the United States, which is that it just gets on board with these things. The neoconservatives have such influence over the New York Times and the Washington Post, and the neoconservatives have made getting rid of the Assad regime a top item on their agenda, too. So you see, you have a lot of factors here that have prevented the kind of careful, serious analysis that we would hope to see happen in a case of war and peace.
Of course, you mentioned the reaction to it. It's amazing how all the accusations about Trump's links with Russia just suddenly disappeared. You had Brian Williams saying how beautiful the Tomahawk missiles were. Even Rachel Maddow was almost smacking her lips with her delight at it. The other angle is, of course, you shared the photo in your article, and we had it in the InfoWars article where we covered this. If you want to flip back to the InfoWars article on screen there, the photo from the Mar-a-Lago Situation Room where they're watching this attack take place, the Tomahawk missile, they're overseeing it. A couple of people are noticeably absent from that room. If you scroll down in the article there, you can see the photo, the InfoWars article. Why were... And you mentioned this in your article, Robert, both CIA Director Mike Pompeo and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats not present in the room in that Mar-a-Lago Situation photo when this Tomahawk missile attack was being overseen.
Well, you would think they would be there. Certainly the CIA played a very big role, central role, when the attack against Osama bin Laden in 2011. The person on the screen that everyone's watching in that famous photograph with President Obama, the person on the screen is Director Panetta of the Central Intelligence Agency, sort of managing the whole thing. Now, it's possible there was other reasons, but it is unusual that you would not have the CIA director there. Now, later the next week, Pompeo was sort of sent out to a think tank conference, and he was asked about this, and he came up with a story that he had looked President Trump in the eye and told him that it was definitely Assad. But I'm told that was just that he had to basically fill in because there was tremendous pressure. Once the president makes a decision like this, as you can understand in Washington, the bureaucracy sort of circles around him. And the idea of saying the president was misguided or shot from the hip that's not something that people want to hear, and certainly not in the White House. So,
okay, Robert, sorry to cut you off again. We're coming up on another hard break. We'll be back with a long segment. We're talking to Robert Parry about the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on The Alex Jones Show, and we still have our guest, Robert Parry. ConsortiumNews.com is the website. We're talking about Syria. We're talking about the rush to war after the chemical weapons attack, given that there was no impartial investigation of that attack before the Tomahawk missiles started to fly. Robert, again, just finishing up your comments there. Also, I want to ask you a pretty basic question, which is a big concern that many Trump voters have had over the past 3 weeks, definitely. You know, given that Trump ran on this America First non-interventionist platform, why have we seen this apparent 180-degree turn in the context of foreign policy? Do you think Trump made a deal with the deep state, with the neocons, or do you think he was just basically surrounded by them, isolated, and that the more, you know, non-interventionist type people, Steve Bannon, for example, were kind of made to go to the background of his administration? What do you think is the explanation behind this apparent twist, given, as I said earlier, that Tillerson said Assad was part of Syria's future, then we had the huge change. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's been no surprise or secret that that Trump has been under heavy attack regarding the so-called Russiagate business. And it's all been rather hazy. There have been a lot of dots that people keep putting up without really connecting them, that they say Trump was somehow being colluding with Russia to get the election. It seems in many ways like an excuse that's been thrown up by some of the Democrats for why they lost. But it's been going on for several months, every day. The New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, all of them have been pounding at him. And you also have to remember that in official Washington, the neoconservatives and the liberal interventionists are kind of a junior partner. They control the foreign policy establishment now. There used to be the realists and others who had a big say in things, but they've been aged out and pushed out. So when Trump came in trying to do something different, there wasn't much of a bench to draw from in terms of people who could have enough credentials to get through Senate confirmation and do something different from what's been happening for the last 20, 30 years. So he was pounded, and it appears, as you look at what's happened, once he did the Tomahawk missile strike, once he went after Syria, which has been a major target of the neoconservatives going back to the 1990s, a lot of that pressure from so-called Russiagate evaporated, or at least was put on the back burner. He was suddenly being praised by the neocons, and he was being told that maybe he's now the president and so forth. So there was a lot of incentive. Plus, he has been surrounded more by people like Mattis, like McMaster. These are generals, but they were part of this sort of neoconservative element of the military. Sort of, they're with Petraeus and others who had become really part of the neoconservative apparatus in Washington. So sure, I think there were several factors here that were going. Trump was under a lot of pressure. This was a way to get out from it by suddenly making these other folks happy and giving in a bit. And he had people, his advisors, after Flynn was pushed out and Bannon was shoved aside, he was really in the hands of the neoconservatives again. You have Kushner, his son-in-law, who's probably somewhat more of a little bit more hesitant in that regard, but in terms of what happened on April 4th to 6th, the neocons in the Trump administration were basically in charge.
I mean, it's amazing. I looked at the roster of the National Security Council advisors back in March, probably a month before the Syria strike, and was shocked to learn that the majority of them were CFR members. We know the CFR's line on Syria. In fact, some of its members years ago openly called for arming the al-Qaeda rebels when they knew they were not moderate rebels, they were jihadists. So to see right. the swamp not being drained in that sense, even a month before the Syria attack, it was kind of inevitable what was eventually going to happen. Also on the subject of Saudi Arabia, which you talk about on your website, you know, Trump ran on the platform of halting, crushing Islamic terrorism. Why is he moving to appease a country, and now we're seeing another arms deal in the works in Saudi Arabia that is the biggest, if not one of the biggest, exporters of terrorism in the world, given that he ran on a platform of crushing Islamic terrorism?
There were people at the very beginning of the Trump presidency who were encouraging him to basically declare Saudi Arabia a sponsor of terrorism, which they are, and they have been, really going back to the 1980s, if you want to count the Mujahideen that evolved into the Taliban and al-Qaeda. So this history, and it's been recognized, we have documents from the State Department, even some of Hillary Clinton's emails that came out reveal that she knew that the Saudis were arming al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, and so did Vice President Biden in a speech at Harvard University. So this has been well known, but the neoconservatives have allied themselves, of course, obviously with Israel, and Israel has, sometime in the 90s, developed a relationship with Saudi Arabia. It's now become fairly public. For a long time, it was pretty secret. So that's the tandem, Israel and Saudi Arabia, that has been calling the shots in the Middle East and essentially calling the shots with the neoconservatives in the United States. And therefore, calling the shots with U.S. foreign policy. This is really not a secret anymore, but it's still not talked about much. But Trump was sort of a threat to that initially, but he didn't act in any kind of expeditious way. He let himself sit back and be played. He busied himself with rather silly things like whose inaugural crowd was bigger. And then he got pounded on the Russiagate issue, and he eventually appears to have just caved in and decided that in this case, giving in, it makes more sense than trying to fight and maybe be impeached. So that's what seems to have happened here. And as far as the Syria issue, in terms of, there's also what Ted Postol, who was the MIT expert on this, and he has looked at some of the claims both in the White House report and others, and says that these are fraudulent intelligence claims. So again, we have the same sort of problem we had in 2002, 2003 with Iraq. It's being replayed again with just a different president. And we saw much of it also under Obama. Obama also was pushed around in some of these ways by these forces and gave in often. So I'm not sure. Some people call it a deep state. I'm not sure I would use that word exactly or that phrase. But there are many aspects to it that have the resemblance of a deep state, that you, no matter who you put in office, it doesn't seem to change much.
And you mentioned Ted Postol there. He put out the evidence, which was quite compelling, that the chemical weapons attack was a ground level munition, correct? It wasn't dropped from the air. That was the evidence that he presented. I want to move on to the perspective from the left here. You posted an article on consortiumnews.com by James W. Corden entitled "The Pro-War Twist of the Resistance." I'll read a sentence from it here. "The anti-Trump resistance has become a movement to defend the Democratic establishment's pro-war policies, to purge anti-war Democrats, and even to embrace Donald Trump's attack on Syria." Robert, what kind of so-called grassroots resistance movement promotes the interests of the deep state and the military-industrial complex?
Well, what we've seen with the Democrats is that historically, certainly since the Vietnam War, they have been more of the peace-oriented party. That's why many of the neocons who really were Democrats back in the 60s evolved into Republicans as we go forward. But now you're seeing the Democrats essentially switching roles again. And you saw with someone like Secretary of State Clinton, who was essentially a neoconservative. Robert Kagan, one of the premier neocons, said, we were happy with her views. She wouldn't call it neocon. She'll call it something else. But that's the truth. So there's a whole idea that the establishment Democratic Party now has become a pro-war party. That doesn't mean that at the rank and file, there are still a lot of peace Democrats out there. But they've lost really control of the party, and that was clear from what happened during the campaign last year when Sanders was pushed aside in favor of Hillary Clinton, and the Republicans also, of course, have a very strong war element, but that was somewhat pushed aside by Trump. But we now see that as Trump becomes president, he also is being pulled into that pro-war position. But I think the case of this article by Cardin, which is a very good article, he talks about more the establishment Democrats, the national Democrats, and the media that is part of that, the Rachel Maddows of the world at MSNBC. They've taken an extremely hawkish position, both vis-a-vis Russia and the Cold War and Syria. And this is not where many rank-and-file Democrats are comfortable, but that's where the leadership has taken them to.
Now, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left here. I just want to get your opinion on North Korea. Obviously, we had Trump yesterday saying a major, major conflict was possible. We have Vladimir Putin saying that the situation has seriously deteriorated. We have China threatening to strike any country in the region that crosses a red line. But if you talk to people in South Korea, they've got a kind of normalcy bias over this. They've had this for the best part of 2 decades, the constant tension. They're kind of blasé about it at this point. Tensions continue to build, though. Do you see it as being a different scenario this time, or will it just fade into the background as it has on every other occasion?
Well, there's no really a major, major war, as Trump talks about, would be disastrous, not just for the Korean Peninsula, but probably Japan as well. The North Koreans, I don't think they do not want a war. They have their weapons to as defense. They saw what happened to Saddam Hussein when he gave up his chemical weapons. They saw what happened to Gaddafi when he gave up his chemical weapons. They're not willing to go that route. So they're keeping their weapons. Now, obviously that becomes a threat in many ways to other parts of the world, including potentially the United States at some point. But you have there, if the U.S. decides to strike, it's very likely nuclear weapons will be used in against South Korea, which would be very easy for North Korea to do, and possibly Japan. And China might also get involved. So there really is no military solution that is really feasible. There is negotiations that are possible, and maybe Trump, one hopes, perhaps is sort of setting himself up for some being the tough guy and then trying to negotiate something to sort of at least calm down the North Korean advance on ballistic missiles. But this has been, as you say, it's been going on for a long time. There have been efforts and some success in constraining it. But now with the history of what they've seen, what happens to countries that give up their weapons of mass destruction, they get overthrown. There's regime change and the leaders are killed. We did that with Gaddafi. We did that with Saddam Hussein. Those are lessons that the North Koreans can read pretty clearly. And so to expect them to just disarm, I think, with that as the recent history is kind of unrealistic.
You don't see a scenario whereby, you know, special forces would go in and take out the leadership, then you think that's
no,
just...
I don't think the special forces, as good as they are in any ways, can be that good. I mean, it'd be a very highly risky operation, let's put it that way. And not only would many Americans, special forces guys, probably get killed, but to think you could do that without retaliation from the North Korean government is certainly hopeful, but it's not likely. So I think the more reasonable thing is to go back to this idea of giving them food, you know, getting them to agree at least to constrain themselves. That is possible. I mean, the North Koreans are not, and I know people who deal with them, they're not irrational. Obviously what they're doing is dangerous and risky, but they are doing it because they've seen what happens. And this is a problem. What happened with both President Bush and President Obama in killing leaders who had given up their weapons of mass destruction, it makes it impossible then to go to another country and say, gee, why don't you give up yours? Because no one wants to have what happened to Gaddafi or what happened to Saddam Hussein happen to them. And these have to be, we have to be realistic about some of this. You know, we just can't be arrogant and assume that other people don't have a sense of survival like we do.
And that's why Syria was reticent to give up its chemical weapons. Supposedly, it had given them up in 2013.
They may well have given them up. I mean, we still don't have the evidence that they didn't give them up. I know that's become the new conventional wisdom and groupthink. But we know that the UN inspectors found one of the cases of supposed chlorine attack, which had been staged by Al Qaeda. There were 7 witnesses came forward from the region, from that town, and said. And said Al-Qaeda had staged this event. And so the UN knows that Al-Qaeda is smart enough to be trying to stage chemical attacks. Obviously, you can't maybe extrapolate onto a couple of others. But once you know that Al-Qaeda is smart enough to stage chemical attacks, why do we assume that when one happens that it has to be the Syrian government?
It's amazing. Yeah, you talk about that. That was Ghouta, of course. We had reports back in 2013 that the rebels.
That was Ghouta in 2013, but in 2014 there was a chemical attack, a chlorine attack that the UN wanted to pin on the Syrian government, and the UN inspectors are under tremendous pressure from the West to give them, you know, information to use against the Syrian government. So they were very eager to do that, but these 7 witnesses came in and said we were there and. Here's what we witnessed. They said it was going to happen. They had these helicopters. They sort of staged it. But it wasn't a case of the government doing it. In that case, the UN backed away from the accusation, but they still went ahead and said, well, a couple of others, it looks like it must have been the government. But once you know that Al-Qaeda is staging chemical attacks for propaganda reasons, one should be additionally skeptical. I mean, that would be logical, I would think. But instead, we're not. We just jump to the next conclusion.
That's right. We're going to leave it there, Robert. Just tell people about the website and the book in the final minute here.
Well, consortiumnews.com has been an investigative independent website that I started back in 1995. So it's been going for 21 years now. And we try to do serious, old-fashioned, in a sense, journalism. Stuff that's going to go out of style in many places. And it's also interesting because a number of our writers now have come out of the Central Intelligence Agency. We have analysts from the agency now retired who write for us. So it's an interesting mix of old-fashioned journalists and some people with very deep insights into how the U.S. government functions. We have also some people from overseas who write with very profound perspectives on what's going on in Europe or the Middle East. So it's been an interesting experience for me to have started this, but also edited it. And, of course, I also write a good deal for it as well. So that's consortiumnews.com. The last book I did was called America's Stolen Narrative, and it sort of goes back through a number of issues that people think they know. And now we have a lot of evidence coming out of the historical record that changes how we should understand our history. So the book is really an interesting look at some of the turning points of more or less modern American history and how they were misreported and how now, based on the historical record that we can assemble, it turns out to be quite different than we thought.
Okay, we're going to leave it there, Robert. We've got about 20 seconds left. We really appreciate you joining us on the show today. The website is consortiumnews.com. Robert, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay, there goes Robert Parry. We're going to come back in the next segment with more breaking news about North Korea as tensions build. Also going to go back to that story about the London police investigating Katie Hopkins' tweet while actual terrorists are out on the streets of London trying to carry out attacks. This is the Alex Jones Show Live.
In times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 tall the Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus, the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
We're live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to hit some more massive news here in a minute. First, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the massive discount Caveman True Paleo Formula. 53% off. It is the retail mega special. It has to end soon. This is the first time we've had this product on discount. 53% off. That is absolutely huge. It's received more than 500 reviews since it launched just over 2 months ago, and now sits at an astounding 4.7 out of 5-star average, independent, bombshell, positive reviews. Unlike with some sites, the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com are all verified through our leading third-party review agency, Power Reviews. They're real people. They've got the product. They're not Russian bots. They're actually buying the product. They're getting it. They love it. They're leaving the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com for Caveman Paleo Formula. Experience the power of super ingredients like bone broth, turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and much more with Caveman at InfoWarsLife.com. Get it for an unheard of 53% off retail before our mega special ends. That's InfoWarsLife.com to get the Caveman True Paleo Formula. Support this network. We're under constant attack on a daily basis. This is how you get behind us. We also have, you see it right there, Conservatism is the New Counterculture Limited Run T-shirt. The left thinks it owns the left. It owns the institutions of the left. It owns the media, the entertainment industry, Hollywood, the music industry. They are the dominant culture. We are the counterculture. And they absolutely hate it when anyone says that. They get really triggered. They also get triggered by that face right there. So not only is it going to trigger a bunch of special snowflakes, it's going to make me very happy. And it's going to support this network. It is super premium, American-made, extra-soft, tri-blend shirt. The most comfortable shirt you'll ever own. It's $24.95, limited edition. These are going to sell out quick. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That is Conservatism is a New Counterculture T-shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Now let's flip back to the news I was covering earlier. This is out of the London Evening Standard. Furious Londoners call for police to investigate Katie Hopkins over tweet about Whitehall terror arrest. Outraged Londoners are calling for Katie Hopkins to be investigated by police over a string of tweets she posted after a suspected terrorist was detained in Whitehall. So they weren't outraged about the terrorist detained in Whitehall with a bag full of kitchen knives. They weren't outraged about the other terrorists that were being arrested in a different part of London. They weren't outraged about dozens of people being mown down in terror attacks 3 weeks ago in Westminster. No, they're outraged about a joke tweet that Katie Hopkins put out about Ramadan. But it gets worse. The Metropolitan Police actually investigated this, called on members of the public to provide further information. One internet user called Jennifer said, "Please do something about this woman. There is a line between free speech and hate speech." Another, John Crum, called it racism, Islam's not a race, and a hate crime, while someone else called her a hate preacher. So you have actual hate preachers throughout London indoctrinating people to go out and kill themselves, blow themselves up, mow people down in cars, stab people to death. That's hate preaching. Sending a joke tweet is not hate preaching. That's not hate speech. And it certainly shouldn't be under investigation by Metropolitan Police, which it is. They've previously investigated her for comments on the migrant crisis. That's her entire job, is to cause controversy in the media. Don't you realise that by now? Like, Katie Hopkins cares if people are outraged about her tweets. That's her entire career. Why are the police investigating this when there are actual terrorists out on the streets mowing people down in cold blood? Stop being ridiculous. Stop being hysterical. We'll be back with the next segment. Leanne McAdoo is coming in studio. We also have Baked Alaska on the Antifa cowardly stand down in Berkeley. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutrition.